Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, December 9th, 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us as we kick off this work week. It's so good to have you here. Hopefully you had a nice weekend and ready to get back at it.
How was your weekend? How you doing over there?
I'm doing okay. I was a very boring weekend. I did not leave my house.
Good
I stayed home the entire weekend and just kind of hung out. I haven't been feeling so good. So just trying to get some rest and trying to, you know, get back to health here. But yeah, all things considered, it was really nice, very relaxing. How was your weekend?
It was fun. I ended up going to California. Laura was at a horse show in right outside Palm Desert. So I drove out there Saturday morning. Saturday was awesome. Horse show was fantastic. We stayed in an RV on Saturday night. We had a really good time driving back from the horse show. I had a rental car. Laura was in her car. We take the back way from Palm Desert, two-lane highway through the desert, minimal traffic, massive, massive pothole that I was able to avoid. Laura caught the tail end of it and had a blowout driving back yesterday. So we had to deal with that. It was about a 45-minute delay in getting back here. But the crazy thing is, last year, Laura was driving back from that same exact horse show, and she had a tire blowout on the same exact trip. And here we are almost 1 year to the day. She had a blowout driving back from the trip yesterday afternoon.
Did you guys have to call AAA, or were you able to do it by yourself?
We did it by ourselves. We had a spare tire. We did call AAA just in case things went sideways or the spare wasn't working. So we called AAA, and they were like an hour and a half away. So I got it done in about 30 minutes. A guy stopped to help us. He was he had a piece for our jack that really helped things speed along there. So it was cool. We worked things out. But yeah, it says, and you're driving back on that spare tire, max speed 50, 55 miles per hour. Back way, it's fine because you really can't go that fast. But then when I got on the 15, driving 55 miles per hour on the 15 from pretty much state line to Las Vegas, far right lane, just cars zing, 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 passing you the entire time.
Pardon my ignorance, but why can't you drive fast on it? Is it just because something bad will happen?
Yeah, the spare tire is a real thin tire, and it even says on the tire, don't go faster than 50 miles per hour. You could have a blowout, or the tire is not designed to go that fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. I just learned something new this morning. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was weird, because it was peaceful in a way, because I'm in the far right lane, set cruise control to 55. 6 o'clock on a Sunday night, traffic wasn't that bad, so no one's like really honking me. Three lanes, plenty of room for people to pass. Man, I'm just doing my thing, just cruising along at 55 miles per hour on the 15.
Enjoy the ride.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. Sounds like you had a nice weekend.
It was nice. A little adventure with the tire, but yeah, it was a really nice weekend.
Well, we have a lot happening on the show this morning. The 12 Days of Christmix continues. This is happening in the 9 o'clock hour. We have our beautiful Christmas tree here in the studio. Bunch of presents underneath, and you get to pick one. Who knows what you'll get? Maybe a dinner, a spa package, concert tickets. There's a bunch of goodies underneath there. So coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, that is on the way. We have some passes for you to check out the new Mufasa, the Lion King movie that is coming out. It looks so good. I saw the previews for that when I went and saw Wicked. That is coming up. We have those passes to give away with the Mega Minute, or not the Mega Minute, Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got tickets. Has this been announced yet? Yes, this is announced. Yes. Okay. So yes. The tickets to Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience happening at the Blue Live Theater at the Fountain Blue. We are giving that away with the Mega Minute this morning. So let's get things kicked off with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Every Little Thing I Do by Soul for Real? Here, Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish. Or do you want to hear Gimme More by Britney Spears? Your choices. You can vote right now. Tweet us on X or on Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll catch your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, if you grew up in Vegas, or maybe you have kids that grew up in Vegas, what is something that you will likely never experience living here? Cincinnati kids dealt with this last week, but I don't think the kids here ever will. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning.
Last week, schools in Cincinnati, the public schools, were closed on Thursday because it was too cold. It was a high of 27. Winds gusts of about 35 miles per hour, chance of snow, wind chill factor about 5 degrees, so they canceled school on Thursday. Teachers still had to report in for duty, but kids got to stay home. And when I saw this in the news last week, I was thinking to myself, this is something that kids in Las Vegas will never, ever experience.
The being called out sick for cold.
Having to shut down the schools because it's too cold for you guys to go out and walk to school and wait for the bus stop. So we're just going to close things down. I don't think Vegas kids will ever experience that.
I would normally agree with you, but I also thought that school would never get canceled for a snow day here in Las Vegas. And that happened back in, what was it, 2008 or something like that. I was absolutely shocked that they canceled school for that. I grew up in Colorado, and we would get 2 feet of snow and still have to go to school. And we got like an inch, and they called school off the day before. The next day it was sunny out, the snow was gone, and I was like, Why are they calling a snow day? Like, this is absolutely ridiculous.
They did it backwards. It was so funny when that happened here in Las Vegas. But are there other things that kids in Las Vegas won't ever experience growing up here in town? And I was thinking about this. Growing up back east and certain other areas of the country, too, basements were very big. Because of the soil out here, we don't have many basements here in Las Vegas. But for us growing up, the basement was so much fun. In the summertime, the basement was much cooler. In the wintertime, the basement was warmer. We built forts down there, played down there forever. Hours. I loved having a basement as a kid.
We have a basement. My dad furnished our basement. It's really nice down there. There's a bedroom down there. There's a bathroom down there.
You got a bathroom down there?
Yeah.
There's
like, it's all furnished down there. And I would really love to have a basement just for the simple fact, like, we could put storage stuff down there. I feel like our basement has become our garage. Like, that's where we store everything. Mm-hmm. And it just gets so, so crowded in there. But what else will a Vegas kid never experience, or if you grew up here, that you wish that you could experience? 702-364-9400. I don't think they'll ever experience the inconvenience of not having things available to you at all hours of the day. Like in Colorado, the liquor stores were closed on Sundays. Things closed at like 9 p.m. If you wanted to go out to dinner or something, you better go before 9 o'clock because the restaurants close. I mean, there's just so much convenience growing up here that you can pretty much get whatever you want at any time of the day. And Vegas kids are never going to experience that unless they go to another city.
That's true. Yeah, the hardships. I turned 21 in Las Vegas. I remember going back to Pennsylvania as the first time being 21 years old, and it was at a Sunday, and I go to my buddies, hey, let's grab some beers and, you know, and let's hang out. And like, dude, it's Sunday, we can't get anything. Like, that's right, Pennsylvania is so backwards.
Yeah, well, I think maybe Vegas is the one that's backwards, but we just got used to it.
Did you have fireflies or as we called them, glow bugs back east at night growing up in Denver?
No.
Fireflies were so cool. They would just come out at night and just almost, you know, just light up the sky, and you go out and you catch fireflies and put them in a jar and bring them inside at night, and you have like a lantern in your bedroom of your fireflies at night. It was kind of mean to do because the next morning they'd be dead.
That's really sad.
I know, when you think about it.
They'll never have the experience of killing insects like we did. Shame on them.
And that firefly will never experience his family again.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Barry Keoghan is trending this morning. The actor is speaking out against the alleged cyberbullying that he's endured following his breakup with Sabrina Carpenter after 1 year of dating. So he posted on X, he wrote, "I can only sit and take so much. My name has been dragged across the internet in ways that I don't usually respond to. I have to respond now because it's getting to a place where there are too many lines being crossed." So he deactivated his Instagram so he could focus on his family and his work. He's calling the harassment a distraction with comments that were filled with absolute lies, hatred, disgusting commentary, targeting his appearance, his character, his parenting. This whole thing just like blew up into a complete and total mess. People were like referencing his late mother's struggles with substance abuse. They were calling him a heroin baby.
What the heck?
Yeah, like,
people, dial it back.
People can be absolutely awful. So the reason why this all started was there was this blind item that came from Demois. Do you know what Demois is?
No, I don't.
It's a site that they give all these blind items that say like an A-list actor was spotted with a blah blah blah, and people start guessing, and
okay,
that's what happened. They claimed that on the closing night of Sabrina Carpenter's LA tour, that Barry was seen, quote unquote, getting very cozy at San Vicente bungalows with a blonde, semi-famous LA-based influencer. Well, here's where people started having to conclusions, unfounded conclusions. They were all speculating it was Brecky Hill. Do you know who she is?
I don't.
She's a really, really famous influencer, and she had posted photos that kind of hinted at a connection with him. So she was at a bar that was not far from where his hotel was, and she was like, she was commenting on drinks, and she ordered a margarita, and she said on the caption, "kind of salty." And people were like, salt, salty, salt burn. Okay. So then she orders another drink called a blackberry smash. And they're like, berry, blackberry. Like, oh gosh, this is, it's her. It's
Everything's so cryptic here.
Right. Well, she was also reposting videos that people were making that they were hooking up. And she said the reason why she reposted those was because they were so ridiculous and she couldn't believe. She said she's never even met the guy. Never seen him, never met him in person. This is all ridiculous. And it's really come at his expense, his mental health wise.
Yeah, I imagine the guy's getting attacked constantly over this whole thing, all over rumors and speculation here. And then what if it was true? What if they broke up like a couple months ago and kept it private? Now he's moving on to another girl or something. We don't know the whole backstory. And then was Sabrina Carpenter the other woman with Olivia Rodrigo in that whole situation or no?
Well, in her situation, Olivia Rodrigo was with Joshua Bassett. Uh-huh. And they broke up, and then he started dating her.
Okay, I wasn't sure if like if Sabrina Olivia's boyfriend cheated on her with Sabrina Carpenter. Then I was guessing Sabrina Carpenter probably got heat back then over that stuff. It's just this online heat that people get over this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's when people that don't know the facts decide they're going to start attacking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I don't know. I just feel bad for the guy. So yeah, now he's deactivated his social media. No word on whether or not he plans to come back. And that is what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Barry Keoghan is trending this morning. The actor is speaking out against the alleged cyberbullying that he's endured following his breakup with Sabrina Carpenter after 1 year of dating. So he posted on X, he wrote, "I can only sit and take so much. My name has been dragged across the internet in ways that I don't usually respond to. I have to respond now because it's getting to a place where there are too many lines being crossed." So he deactivated his Instagram so he could focus on his family and his work. He's calling the harassment a distraction with comments that were filled with absolute lies, hatred, disgusting commentary, targeting his appearance, his character, his parenting. This whole thing just like blew up into a complete and total mess. People were like referencing his late mother's struggles with substance abuse. They were calling him a heroin baby.
What the heck? Yeah, like, people, dial it back.
People can be absolutely awful. So the reason why this all started was there was this blind item that came from Demois. Do you know what Demois is?
No, I don't.
It's a site that plays, they give all these blind items that say like an A-list actor was spotted with a blah blah blah, and people start guessing, and okay, that's what happened. They claim that on the closing night of Sabrina Carpenter's LA tour, that Barry was seen, quote unquote, getting very cozy at San Vicente bungalows with a blonde, semi-famous LA-based influencer. Well, here's where people started having two conclusions, unfounded conclusions. They were all speculating it was Brecky Hill. Do you know who she is?
I don't.
She's a really, really famous influencer, and she had posted photos that kind of hinted at a connection with him. So she was at a bar that was not far from where his hotel was, and she was like, she was commenting on drinks, and she ordered a margarita, and she said on the caption, "kind of salty." And people were like, salt, salty, salt burn.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So then she orders another drink called a blackberry smash. And they're like, berry, blackberry. Like, oh gosh, this is, it's her. It's
Everything's so cryptic here.
Right. Well, she was also reposting videos that people were making that they were hooking up. And she said the reason why she reposted those was because they were so ridiculous and she couldn't believe. She said she's never even met the guy. Never seen him, never met him in person. This is all ridiculous, and it's really come at his expense, his mental health wise.
Yeah, I imagine the guy's getting attacked constantly over this whole thing, all over rumors and speculation here. And then what if it was true? What if they broke up like a couple months ago and kept it private? Now he's moving on to another girl or something. We don't know the whole backstory. And then was Sabrina Carpenter the other woman with Olivia Rodrigo in that whole situation or no?
Well, in her situation, Olivia Rodrigo was with Joshua Bassett. Uh-huh. And they broke up, and then he started dating her.
Okay, I thought I wasn't sure if like she if Olivia's boyfriend cheated on her with Sabrina Carpenter. Then I was guessing Sabrina Carpenter probably got heat back then over that stuff. It's just this online heat that people get over this stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's when people that don't know the facts decide they're going to start attacking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I don't know. I just feel bad for the guy. So yeah, now he's deactivated his social media. No word on whether or not he plans to come back. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Back from the weekend. Happy Monday. Hopefully you had a good one. And it sounds like you had a very interesting little meetup this weekend.
I did. My wife, Laura, was at a horse show in Thermal, California. And we're there Saturday afternoon. And a bunch of the girls from her barn here in Las Vegas are with their horses ready to go out in the arena and do their thing. And I'm just kind of sitting there waiting. And I see this woman walking up towards us, getting closer and closer. And as this woman's getting closer, I go, oh my gosh, I go to Laura, I think that's Caitlyn Jenner. She looks over. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's Caitlyn Jenner. And Caitlyn walks right in front of us. I'm like 2 feet away. I'm like, that's Caitlyn Jenner. And she keeps walking. And then all the girls get excited because Kendall Jenner competes and ride horses. And the girls like, oh my gosh, look over, and they see Kendall Jenner. So all the girls get excited. And I wanted to go up and say something to Caitlyn, but the timing wasn't right because Caitlyn is there watching Kendall get on her horse, do her thing. And then once Kendall got done, I'm thinking, okay, now I'll go say hi to Caitlyn. Soon as Kendall was done, Caitlyn got on a golf cart and took off. I'm like, darn it, there goes my opportunity. Well, about 30 minutes later, it's just Laura and I sitting at an opposite end of the showgrounds by ourselves. And we see Caitlyn and Kendall walking up to us by themselves. I said to Laura, this is my chance. I got to say hi. So as Caitlyn gets closer, I stand up and I go, hi, Caitlyn. And she stops. She goes, yes. I go, hi, my name is JC. I'd be remiss if I didn't say hi because I'm such a big fan. I want to say hi to you. And Caitlyn goes, oh, Jason? And this was cute because Kendall jumps in and she goes, Dad, he said his name is JC. And Caitlyn's like, oh, I'm so sorry, JC. It's nice to meet you. And I went on to say how I loved her book, Finding the Champion Within, and just a big fan. And I'm like, you inspire so many people. Thank you for being you. And she was just so sweet. But this is where things got embarrassing because Caitlyn starts to walk away, sees Jax, our dog, bends down and goes, oh, what a cute puppy. And then Jax.
No.
I'm like, Jax, no. And then Caitlyn's response to me going, Jax, no, was just all, like perfect timing. Caitlyn goes, don't worry, I've dealt with harsher critics.
Well, and I'm there
like,
you
what
go.
A great line. What a great line from Caitlyn. But Jax was like, Rrr. I'm like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing.
Jax is just trying to protect his owners. We don't know who this lady is.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. But it was just, I was so excited to meet Caitlyn Jenner. And then Jax is like, Jax, calm down. It's Caitlyn Jenner. Let her be.
Did you, was Kendall there when that all
yes,
happened?
Yeah, Kendall was there too, yeah. And it was so funny because all the girls are excited about Kendall, and I'm like, I don't care about Kendall. I want to meet Caitlyn.
Yeah, no offense. I'm more excited about Kendall. I'm like, what else did Kendall say? Like, tell us more about the Kendall situation.
Because all the girls then came back to our area, and Laura's like, oh my gosh, Caitlyn came by, and JC said hi to Caitlyn. They're all like, how was Kendall? I'm like, I don't know. She corrected her dad for calling me Jason, but other than that, I didn't talk to Kendall.
Oh, that's really cool. Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of a celebrity where you were just maybe starstruck, maybe you said something, or yeah, like you can't control your animal from doing something like that, and really they're just trying to do something nice for you by protecting you, but at that point, was that pretty much it? She just walked away?
Yeah, at that point we're wrapping up and walking away, but I did think her line of don't worry, I've dealt with harsher critics was like, that's a funny line.
That's fair too. That's very fair.
Seriously, have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of a celebrity, or maybe a kid embarrassed you in front of a celebrity?
A kid?
Or one of your kids did?
Oh, no. Gosh, I'm trying to think here. I mean, I feel like I always embarrass myself in front whenever I meet a celebrity because I just get, it depends on who it is, I'll just get kind of starstruck. But, you know, just saying like, I'm a big fan, I really like, I just wonder how ridiculous that sounds when I say something like that. And I remember meeting Pink, and we went to her hotel room to do an interview with her. And I remember she was telling me, like, my name in my Spanish class was Mercedes. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should change my name to Pink. And I'm like, why did I say that? That was so stupid. Her name's Alicia. Like,
no.
Why did I say that?
That was crazy. You got a pop for me. That's a great line.
I'm like, oh, that was so dumb. And as soon as the words came out of my mouth, I just immediately regretted it and wish I never said a word. After that, I was off. I don't even remember the interview after that.
That is a great line. Coming up, it's Monday. We got Beat Mercedes. Happens at 7 o'clock. When you identify that song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers. It is Menden Mondays. We got Beat Mercedes coming up here in just about 7 minutes. When you identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The Golden Globe nominations were announced this morning, and Emilia Perez leads the nominations, which were announced. The film scored 10 nominations, more than any other title in film or TV, followed on the film side by The Brutalist with 7, Conclave with 6, and Anora and the Substance with 5 each. The Bear leads the TV nominations with 5 total mentions, followed by Only Murders in the Building and Shogun with 4 each. Let's run down some of the categories. For Best Motion Picture Drama, you have The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Nickel Boys, and September 5th. It always happens this way, but I never know like any of the movies. And so then I start watching them and realizing how good they are.
I got nothing.
Yeah. Dune Part 2 I've heard of, but I never saw it.
This is it. Laura watched Dune Part 2, so it was on in the background of my house, but I didn't watch it. Oh my gosh.
Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, you have Anora, Challengers, Emilia Perez, A Real Pain, The Substance, and Wicked. Those were all nominated for Best Motion Picture. Let's look at, God, is there any category you guys...
Do TV or something?
Yeah.
Let's do TV. Maybe that's more in our wheelhouse.
Okay, so with the Best Television Series Drama nominees, you have The Day of the Jackal, The Diplomat, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Shogun, Slow Horses, and Squid Game. Those are for drama. For musical or comedy, you have Abbott Elementary, The Bear, The Gentleman, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, and Only Murders in the Building. And because I know a lot of people are wondering, because they love the movie Wicked. Yeah, Wicked, I mentioned, was nominated, and Ariana and Cynthia were both nominated for the actress category.
Oh, nice. That's good. Go back to that TV one with The Bear and Hacks and stuff like that. I feel like we've watched more of those shows. Do you have a favorite in that category?
With the comedy one, of those, I would say The Bear, although I don't feel like The Bear belongs in the comedy category. I feel like that is more of a drama, but I think The Bear is my favorite out of the ones that I've seen in that category.
Yeah, I thought Hacks season 2, I wasn't a fan of, but I got all in on Hacks season 3. I thought that was great, but I definitely would give it to The Bear. And I heard once, I'm the same way, I don't think Bear is a comedy. There's funny moments in it, but it's definitely in my mind more of a drama. But I heard once that the reason it goes for the comedy category is so the episodes can be shorter.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It just, I feel you got to go on content or something like that. And it just doesn't match up. But whatever, you know, whatever works for them. Your boy, Billy Bob Thornton, he was given a nomination for Landman for Best Male Actor in a TV series drama. Also in that category, you have Donald Glover, Jake Gyllenhaal, Gary Oldman, Eddie Redmayne, and Hiroyuki Sanada. So, yeah, we'll go over some more of these maybe later on this morning. But those are out, and I'm sure everyone is going to be talking about that. Also this morning, Apple's latest iOS update out this week is going to end the green message bubbles on iPhones.
Hey, hooray!
They're over. The green bubbles indicate that messages were sent via SMS, which that lacks the end-to-end encryption of Apple's iMessage service. Encrypted messages, they're shown in blue bubbles. More secure message options are kind of taking hold in the update after an FBI warning about the vulnerabilities of SMS communication came out. Some Android phones do have the option to encrypt, which is in the message app settings. But yeah, the green bubbles will be going away.
What do you think? I've seen a lot of people online coming down. I don't know if this was this recent one or the past one before, update with how they changed their photo library. Are you a fan of that? I see a lot of people giving that hate online.
I'm not a fan of it. I think it was a terrible update. It was fine the way it is. And now, and you can change your settings at the very bottom. You can go back and pretty much turn it back to the way it was.
Can?
Yeah, but it doesn't take it exactly back. You have to uncheck a bunch of boxes on things that you don't want there. But yeah, I was definitely not a fan of it. Not at all.
Same. It's just, I'm trying to get used to everything and the way the albums are laid out and finding videos. Now I see
they're
customized.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, do you know anyone who has regretted their vanity license plate? There is a woman in New York named Betta Curry, and she's 76 years old, retired. She wishes she never got this license plate. She was a Star Trek fan, and she got a personalized license plate that said NCC-1701. I am not into Star Trek. I have no idea what that means, but apparently it's the name of the USS Enterprise Starship, okay. NCC-1701. That was a while ago that she got that. She stopped driving 4 years ago when she surrendered her license. She sold her car, but she has been getting tons of traffic tickets in the mail from all over the country for all kinds of stuff, running red lights, speeding, parking violations, easy pass tolls. The problem is that there are fake novelty Star Trek plates that are sold online with her old plate number, NCC-1701.
Oh yeah.
So people are putting those on their vehicles, and it's tricking traffic cameras and parking enforcement. Of course, you can't. It's illegal to use a fake license plate, and they should be easy to detect for the police. So I don't know. I'm assuming that these tickets are not from people being pulled over, but that's only half of the problem. Why is she getting the tickets? The New York DMV says it's not their problem because nothing in their system connects her to her former plate. They say that it's up to each state and billing company to make sure it's using the most up-to-date data, not old records. And they say that people are using fake novelty plates. That's a matter for law enforcement. That has nothing to do with the DMV. She's worried about these fines going to collections or you know, them causing other problems.
Yeah.
But fortunately, right now, since the story's going viral, a lot of pro bono lawyers are offering to help her out on this one.
Poor Trekkie fan is dealing with some situations in her older years. Here we go. It's Monday, so that means we've got Beaten Mercedes.
Your chance to win a $600 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Can you guess a song faster than I can? It can be done. It has been done. Will it be done today? Now is your chance. This would make the perfect gift for the holidays. Caller 20, you are going to go up against me for Beat Mercedes. Guess the song faster than I can, and this diamond pendant is yours. Caller 20 plays right now. 702-364-9400. It is Minden Monday here on Mix 94.1, and we are giving away a $600 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall. If you can beat Mercedes. Hi, I'm Mercedes, and this is Robert. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to give it a shot.
Okay. Nice. Well, I am wishing you the best of luck. Much like most other things, I do want to get beat on this, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. So I'm going to step out of here. They're going to play a song for you. Try to guess it as fast as you can. Okay, Robert?
Will do.
All right. Good luck. I'm out of here.
All right. Mercedes is leaving. Robert, how was your weekend?
It was good.
Awesome. Now, you might have this going in your favor. Mercedes did mention when we started the show that she was a little under the weather this past weekend. So maybe that plays into your favor. Maybe she'll be a little bit off today when it comes to identifying this song. So once we start the song, Robert, soon as you know it, just shout out, I got it. So we'll immediately stop the clock, and then you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, let's say you go 20 seconds, then we stop the clock automatically, and you got to give us something, all right?
All right, we'll do.
All right, let me turn off this music right here. The next sound you hear will be the actual contest. So here we go. You ready, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
You change your mind like a girl. Change clothes. Yeah,
I'll stop the clock there. You said something. I'll give it to you as you're saying you got it at 11 seconds. Robert, who's the song and who's singing it?
Oh my God, I don't got it.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, Robert, on that one. That's hard. It's hard. All right, Robert, hold on 1 second. Let's get Mercedes back in here, and let's see how she does. Maybe she'll go longer than 11 seconds and not know it. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, and she's coming in right now. She's probably putting on her headphones.
Yep.
Everything's situated.
Getting all dialed in there. She's got her turn her headphones on and
hello.
Situation. Hi.
Okay.
All right, let me get Robert back on hold here.
Oh, boy.
All right, and reset some clocks.
That was very fast.
Yeah, Robert's on it today, I'll tell you that much.
I was not expecting that.
He's ready to go. Are you ready to go, Mercedes?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Okay, as soon as you know what to do. Here we go.
Got it. Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
1.3 6 seconds. Mercedes, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1.3 seconds. It's fast.
I'm very confident in that answer.
Ooh, very fast. Now, here's the deal. Robert himself, he's a very, very fast man.
Uh-oh.
He's just not fast to beat Mercedes because it took him 11 seconds to stop the clock, and he didn't know what it was.
Oh, he didn't.
No.
Oh.
So the streak continues.
Robert, I'm so sorry. This is the one time I don't like winning, but, you know, that is part of the game. So that means our $600 diamond pendant just turned into a $700 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. This may be yours. Make sure you are listening next Monday for another Minden Monday.
I've never seen it. All right. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had a winner last week with the Mega Minute, and when you conquered the Mega Minute, coming up here in about 10 minutes, you're getting tickets to go see Jennifer Hudson.
This is why I have only stayed at an Airbnb one time, because this stuff absolutely terrifies me. I mean, I'm not saying I love hotels, but dang, they can get you. Steph, you were at an Airbnb over the weekend for a bachelorette party, right?
Yes.
And what happened?
So we are checking in on Friday, but the night before, on Thursday night, our Airbnb host messaged us and she said, "Hey guys, just a reminder, this weekend, if you want to use the pool, it needs to be heated. But to heat the pool, it's an extra charge of $250. So we're like, what the heck? We had all these plans. Saturday, we were going to be at the pool. So we were left with no choice. We're like, darn
no
it.
No pool.
No, we said,
cold
let's.
Cold water.
No, we said, let's do it.
Like, no, you did?
We went with the extra charge because we have these matching bathing suits. Our itineraries around it.
Oh, and, girl, I would have like gone to a hotel, pretended I'm a guest, and raided their pool.
I know we should have, but Willie, we were just kind of down to the last minute. So they said, hey, yep, okay, we'll pay it, but thanks for reminding us last minute. So we're frustrated on that end. So me and the bride were going through all of the rules, that which is like two pages long, and to make sure that they're not nickel and diming us for more things. Well, we found out, thank God we read this before we went into the Airbnb, they were going to charge us $750 if we got a noise complaint.
Oh!
$750. Not if the police knock on the door and say, hey, we have a neighbor complaint. It's if they just get one from a neighbor. I'm guessing that this neighborhood, they're close with the neighbors, that if they a neighbor calls them, that we would get charged $750 for a noise complaint.
I kind of like that, actually, because I live in Summerlin, and you can't have Airbnbs in Summerlin. That's one of my worst nightmares, is having an Airbnb next to me and just the constant worry of, like, who's coming in this weekend? Are they going to be loud? Are they going to have a party? So high fee, but I'm kind of a fan of that one.
But, like, with no warning. I mean,
we gotta give a person a warning. Yeah,
but what they said, with no warnings, that would be one charge. Another thing that frustrated me that we were reading, that we, when we checked out, we made sure this did not happen, was if anything was left behind, $200 charge. I'm like, we're human. We make mistakes. Maybe we're hungover. We accidentally leave something. They would charge us $200 per item if we left something.
What, like, even like food or something, if it's not been opened? Because there's this guy I follow on TikTok, and he owns an Airbnb, and he talks about all his horror stories. And he says that he absolutely loves it when people leave their unopened food or alcohol, because, I mean, he takes it to, like, not the alcohol, but he'll take it to the local schools or he'll donate it. And it's just really cool that people will do that.
See, I love that idea, but our Airbnb host said even food, if food, trash, anything is left behind, they would charge us $200. And I just thought that was absolutely ridiculous, and they're just giving any excuse to charge us.
Okay, anyone have any crazy charges like that with Steph's? Can you match hers, beat that kind of charge? 702-364-9400. Laura stayed in Airbnb, Palm Desert, summertime. I drove out to see her for a horse show, and we get ready to go to bed. I'm like, it is so warm in here. Can we lower the AC? She goes, if we lower it below 72, it's an extra charge.
How much do you know?
I didn't know what it was, but she said it was, if we lowered it below 72,
oh my gosh,
the owner would charge us extra. Palm Desert, summertime, can't drop the AC below 72.
I mean, look, I get it. You have to pay for that, but just bump up your rates a little more.
Yeah.
You know? And that way it's not a charge after a charge. Or if you have an Airbnb, have you been on the other end of it where you were like, never again? Like this guy I was telling you that I follow, mm-hmm. he showed how he was getting calls from his neighbors saying there's a huge party and it's out of control at your Airbnb. So he goes over there with his camera on, and it's a bunch of teenagers and just a mess. People are passed out everywhere. He's kicking people out. He's like, get out of here. Get out of here. People are passed out in beds. He's having to wake them up and make them go. Like, this is why Airbnbs scare me so bad. I've stayed at one once. It was in Utah. It was actually very nice. It was during COVID. We're like, we got to get out of town. Let's go to a cabin in Duck Creek. It was really, really nice. But the whole time I'm like, don't mess that up, please don't touch that. Like, oh my gosh,
don't turn on the heat, don't lower the AC, don't do anything, don't have fun.
I was so scared.
Those tickets for you to see Jennifer Hudson are coming out right after Metro Boomin. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Amy, good morning. You're caller 20.
Woo! Woo, good morning.
How are you feeling this Monday morning? Hello?
Amy?
We're here.
Okay, how are you feeling this morning?
We're super excited.
Okay, you say we. You're with Sydney and Colin. Hi, guys. How you doing? All right, here's the deal. If any one of you know any of the answers to these questions, shout it out, because if I hear a correct answer, that is going down as a yes, and we're going to move on, okay?
Okay, we're ready.
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly, playing for these Jennifer Hudson tickets. Now, if you get one wrong or you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to that question at the end. And Amy, Sydney, Colin, the Mega Minute, you start now.
What two colors are commonly associated with Christmas?
Red and green.
Yes. How many wise men are said to have visited Jesus?
Three.
Yes. Taylor Swift currently has a hit song titled, I Can Do It With a Broken What?
Heart.
Yes. A classic banana split is made with how many scoops of ice cream?
Three.
Yes. Tommy Pickles is a character on what cartoon?
Pass.
What Las Vegas museum features signs from old casinos?
Neon Graveyard.
Judges.
Yeah, we'll accept that.
Yes.
We'll accept it, yeah.
What actor plays Luther in Christmas with the Cranks?
Oh, pass.
What U.S. city has a type of cream pie named after it?
Boston.
Yes. What sandwich is made up of corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut?
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite sandwich. Pass. Reuben.
Yes. What body part does a cricket use to make its sound?
Arms.
I would have actually accepted that. Arms,
gosh.
Wings. Oh, man. Amy, you did so well on that. And so did you, you both, Sydney and Colin. I heard you guys shouting out answers, too. Tommy Pickles is a character on the cartoon Rugrats.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We passed that one. I did not know the answer to this one at all. The actor that plays Luther in Christmas with the Cranks is Tim Allen. Never even seen that movie. And then, like I said, I would have given you credit for this. What body part does a cricket use to make its sound? You said arms. The answer is wings. I say arms, wings, same thing.
It would've worked,
so,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Amy and Sydney and Colin. That means we did not to conquer the Mega Minute this morning, and that means caller 20 right now, you are a winner. Two tickets to check out Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience at the Blue Live Theater over at the Fountain Blue. Plus, you'll be entered in the grand prize drawing to win upgraded passes. Caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Hey, before we hit the Hot 3, I want to wish a happy birthday this morning to Tegan. Her birthday was over the weekend, and she turned 14
wow,
years old.
Nice.
So happy birthday, Tegan. Thanks for listening every morning with your mom. And if you guys ever have like a birthday shout-out or anniversary shout-out or whatever, just shoot us a text. Give us a call, 702-364-9400. So here is the latest on the death of the United Healthcare CEO. The search is continuing for this individual who's wanted for questioning in that murder. The New York Police Department, they released two new photos of the suspect, including one showing him through the partition of what appears to be a taxi and wearing a medical mask and a hoodie. A gray backpack was found in Central Park, and that was found to have a jacket and money from the board game Monopoly inside. They say it belonged to him. The murder weapon has not been found. A New York PD dive team, they searched a lake in Central Park again yesterday trying to recover evidence. Major health insurer Centene, they announced on Friday that they were going to hold their planned in-person investor day in New York City, planned for this week, virtually instead due to this killing. They're just, everybody is trying to take more precautions mm-hmm. and wondering if this is a movement and not just an isolated incident. So some scary stuff. Did you see that story though about how they got the picture of the killer at this hostel he was staying in? He checked in with a fake ID. They got a picture of his full face, and the reason they did is because the girl that was working the front desk at the hostel was flirting with him, and she asked to see his face.
Oh, he slid his mask down?
Yeah.
Because he's been walking around all the photos. He's got a medical mask on in so many of these photos. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, really crazy. We'll keep you updated on that. Also this morning, finding someone who matches your personality can be a challenge, and it's just one of the reasons why dating these days can be kind of a mystery. So if you're wondering why you're still single, there's a new survey that suggests it might have something to do with you ordering takeout all the time. It turns out not knowing how to cook can give an instant ick to potential mates. They did a survey on and to find out how cooking can affect attraction and connection and relationships. And they found that 3/4 of people find a partner more attractive if they know how to cook. Another 47% say it's very important for a partner to have cooking skills. And over 62% say they love it when their partner cooks for them. Getting in the kitchen as a couple, too, is important. More than 90% say that cooking together can actually improve your relationship. And it's not a deal breaker for most people. I mean, 82% say they wouldn't break up with someone just because they didn't know how to cook, but it definitely makes you more attractive.
When Laura and I got together, neither one of us cooked, and I'm the cooker in her house and just picked up a couple recipes along the way. Some of them are not hard to follow, and she does enjoy it instead of us getting takeout or going out. Just if I'm saying, hey, let's stay in tonight, I'll make you such and such meal. And she's like, all right. She really enjoys that stuff. So, and I do enjoy cooking when we do it.
I am the chef in our house usually, but once in a while, Matt, he knows how to cook, you know, a couple of things. And if he makes dinner, it is like such a treat. I am so excited. But the one thing I don't like about modern day cooking is like you go online and you look for a recipe and it's like, just give me the recipe. I have to scroll through 4 pages of the backstory to this recipe. It's like, it was a cold winter's day at my grandma's farm when she first served us this corn chowder. The corn has to be shucked in a certain way and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, just how many cups of what do I need to use? Like, why are we going through this whole story?
That's the site we should create, where we curate all these recipes that people love and just give them
boom,
the facts of what
chowder.
They need. You go to your grandmother's cookbook and open it up. There's not a story behind it. It's just corn chowder. Here's the 5 things you need. Here's how you cook it.
Dad,
enjoy.
No offense. I don't care what the story is. Is this good or
Papa
is it not?
Papa badge yeah. galore too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, Christmas songs, they can be very hard to get away from this time of year. And every store you walk into, TV, using them from November to New Year's. Well, that can be annoying, but it turns out some holiday tunes may also be risky when you're behind the wheel. There's a new study out and it reveals the most dangerous Christmas songs to drive to during the holidays. So researchers say that listening to fast music while driving can be unsafe, but specifically they found that seasonal songs faster than 120 beats per minute can encourage dangerous driving habits. So your top 3 most dangerous Christmas songs to drive to. And if you're driving this morning, keep this in mind. Stay at the pace you're at right now, please. Don't start speeding. This is number 3.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Do you feel your foot getting a little heavy on that gas pedal?
Tapping your foot too? This is a great song.
Feliz
Good
Navidad
energy, yeah.
by Jose Feliciano is number 3 on the list of the most dangerous songs, Christmas songs to drive to. Number 2? Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. I can totally see this. I think that especially when it kicks in at the very beginning and we get really excited, I can see me speeding up on that. But the most dangerous Christmas song to drive to is
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Frosty
with a corn cob
the snowman.
This one, the beats are really high on this one.
Made out of
yeah,
gold.
I guess so. I it doesn't sound fast to me, but I guess it. I guess it is a little quicker.
Their eyes,
and maybe when you're singing along day, too,
yeah.
you don't realize how fast you're going. I like this song, but I definitely wouldn't be tempted to drive fast to this one.
To me, that was one of the slower ones. I see the Mariah Carey and the Feliz Navidad too as well. I see those two being fast, but that one's I dialed back a little bit.
There was a store in Colorado when I was growing up that I think it was called like it was like a country store, like Shepherd's or Shephorn. Or have you seen that store before? They sold like cowboy boots and they like cowboy type outfits, flannel shirts, stuff like that. And I'll never forget, they did a Christmas sale.
Feliz Navidad.
And they were selling all their
Feliz
fleece.
Navidad.
And so they changed this to Feliz Navidad. Navidad. And ever since I saw that, I sing along to this and sing, Feliz Navidad. All because of that store who changed the lyrics on me as a kid. And to this day, I still sing Feliz Navidad.
That is brilliant marketing. Absolutely
brilliant. Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about this song here, just as far as the most dangerous holiday driving song ever.
Oh, hold on a second. Let me bring this up here. There you go.
and it's all Frosty the Snowman. It just made me think of, you know, right now all the holiday parties are in effect. And do you like the company Christmas party? Are you a fan, or are you just kind of like, I can take it or leave it?
I'm not a fan. I don't know. They're just, I'd rather do something smaller and intimate with my closer coworkers. When I was 18, I worked at this hotel back east and restaurant back east, and I was underage, and I got drunk at our Christmas party. I passed out in the coat room. They put me in a hotel room to sleep things off. It was an absolute disaster. And that was my first ever Christmas party. And ever since then, I'm not a fan of them. And this is going to seem weird. If we're going to do it too, I just like it to be the employees. When you bring in the plus one and the husband and the wives, it's great to all celebrate. Then I walk into the room and I'm like, is that someone's husband? Or is that someone that works in sales? I don't know everyone, so I'm not comfortable at Christmas parties.
I get that. I am a complete opposite when it comes to like the Christmas party. I want there to be a plus one because that's my safety net. That's my person that's got my back. If I'm stuck in a conversation that I need to get out of or I don't want to be in anymore, we have like our signals, and he knows to like interrupt or say, hey, can you come over here for a second? I don't like when you go to Christmas parties and you're not allowed a plus one and you're forced to be on your own. Oh my gosh, I hate that so much. I think every Christmas party should be a plus one.
What about the ones that have ones that are in the office during the day or ones that are at a restaurant or a club or something at night? If you had to pick the office, everyone brings something, we'll have a little get together for a couple hours on a Friday afternoon, or do you prefer to go outside of the radio station and have one at everyone meet here tonight at 7 o'clock? We're doing a party.
I prefer the one at the station. Mm-hmm. Like, do it here. My only thing is, and no disrespect to anyone that brings something homemade, but I'm not going to eat it. I'm not. I don't know what your cleanliness is like at home. I don't know what ingredients you put in there. I'm not going to eat it. So if it's at the office and it's like maybe catered by a restaurant or something, yes, 100%. If it's your homemade, I don't know, potato casserole, I'm not trying it. I'm not trying it. And that's no disrespect for you. It's just I get nervous mm-hmm. with that stuff. Victoria, company Christmas parties, are you a fan or no?
No, I'm not. I've got two issues with them. I do not like the awkward conversations that you feel like you can't get out of, especially sometimes with, you know, people you don't necessarily want to be talking to begin with.
Yeah.
And then the Secret Santa thing as well is always so awkward because you're bringing a gift for somebody you don't really know all that well.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that too. I feel like usually when you get something, it's something that they didn't want. It's like one of those gifts that they got and they're like, I don't want this. I'll just give this to my Secret Santa.
We had, you remember years, gosh, this was years ago. We had a Christmas party at the Imperial Palace because the radio station had a bunch of trade there. And that's now the Link, and we had a big Christmas party, and they gave out awards, like kind of gimmicky awards. And I'll never forget, because I was at the radio station for maybe a year at that point. So I didn't know everyone too well, but I remember our general manager was like reading an award, and it wasn't listed as JC Fernandez. The J stands for Jorge. And he's like, this goes to Jorge Fernandez? He's like, who's Jorge? We have a Jorge Fernandez here? I'm like, that's me, sir.
What did you win an award for?
It was like saying, it was because they're all gimmicky. It was like, the person that won remember Louie, who was a performer here in town?
Louie
in the 90s was a performer here, a lounge act here in Las Vegas.
It's ringing a bell, yes.
And I won like the Louie lookalike competition or something like that. They were all gimmicky awards. It wasn't like, you know, the hardest working employee or the nicest employee. It was, I won the Louie lookalike award and went to, as the GM goes, Jorge Fernandez? Who's Jorge? I'm like, that's me.
That's JC. Me. You know, the guy who works for you here.
I know. I don't know. They're always awkward, are they not?
Steph, are you a fan of the holiday party or no?
Okay, and this goes back to what JC said. My first holiday party, I got way too wasted, and we actually had the Christmas party on a Thursday night. So Friday morning, I had to do the morning show, And I was throwing up 10 seconds before. Oh, it was the worst ever. So now, every time there's a holiday party, I'm like, as long as there's no alcohol, there's no one, let's drink this, drink that, I'm good. Free cookies, free, you know, potato casserole, I'm cool with. But no alcohol, please.
Well, it shouldn't be. They shouldn't be allowed to have a holiday party with alcohol on a weeknight. It just should not be allowed.
It's nothing but trouble the next day.
Yes, exactly.
Horrible. Then again, we could have self-control.
Yeah, that's true. I was mixing tequila
they
and wine.
They should know us better than that.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we do have Heads Up, and when you win Heads Up, tickets for you to see Mufasa, the Lion King.
There was some news that came out on Friday that absolutely devastated myself and my daughter. Did you guys see in the 2025 WNBA expansion draft that Las Vegas Aces Kate Martin is no longer Las Vegas Aces Kate Martin?
That is your girl.
That is our girl.
Especially Brooklyn, too. I'm happy for her. What an opportunity. But that, when I think of Kate Martin, I think of you and Brooklyn and your love of that, of Kate Martin.
The Golden State Valkyries, they picked her up, and rightfully so. She's going to be a superstar, and she's going to really be able to, you know, make a name for herself on that team. And so, looking at the big picture, this is great for her. But being a fan and having a player that you love on your team go to another team was just like so heartbreaking. I saw the news and I immediately thought of my daughter. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is her favorite player. Kate Martin is my daughter's absolute favorite player. She's got two of her jerseys. They're both signed. She's had interactions with her. She literally went viral on TikTok with an interaction that she had with Kate Martin playing rock, paper, scissors with her while she was on the court. And I just kept thinking, how am I going to break the news to her? I hope I see her before she sees the news.
What
I was like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And so I sent her a text. I said, did you see the news? And she wrote back, I don't want to talk about it. And I knew she had already seen it. I was so bad. So here's my question. So she now says, I'm now a Valkyries fan. She says, that is my team now. Now me, I love Kate Martin, but I'm still an Aces fan. I'm sticking with the Aces. They're my team. I love that team. Loved Kate Martin, but the Aces are still my team. Do you, when you have a player that you are a huge fan of, do you switch teams to that player's team, or do you stick with the team and like wish them the best? What do you guys do? 702-364-9400.
Like, is Brooklyn all done with the Aces then? She's going all in?
She's like, I am now officially a Valkyries fan. She's like, I want to get a Valkyries jersey. I am rooting for the Valkyries. I think she's done. I'm still in. But I think she's so heartbroken. See, they could save six players, and that's one thing we're trying to figure out. We know the core four that they saved. They saved Asia. They saved Kelsey, they saved Jackie, and they saved Chelsea. Obviously, they're going to protect those four. But who are the other two that they protected? We thought Kate would definitely have been one of those that they protected, and they did not. She's like, how could they not protect her? What is going on? But what do you do? Like, your favorite player switches teams. Do you stick with the team, or do you stick with the player? 702-364-9400.
In the 80s, I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, lifelong Dallas Cowboys fan. In the 70s and 80s, the big running back for the Dallas Cowboys was Tony Dorsett, and I was a massive fan of Tony Dorsett. I had his jersey. Anytime we played football in the backyard, I was always Tony Dorsett. That was my guy. The end of his career, he got traded to the Denver Broncos. And I was devastated. I remember being so bummed that Tony Dorsett is no longer a Cowboy. But I got excited for Tony because the Cowboys weren't doing too well. And the Broncos were doing really well at the time or getting ready to start their run for Super Bowl appearances. So I was excited for Dorsett. I still followed him from afar. I paid attention to what the Broncos were doing. I didn't become a Broncos fan. I was still all in on the Cowboys. But I followed Tony's path over there. I was excited for him. And I think he got injured halfway through the season. So it was all kind of a moot point. But I still followed him, was happy for him. But my love and loyalty was always with the Dallas Cowboys.
And that's how I've been too. Like so many of my favorite players from the Golden Knights have left to other teams. So many. Alec Martinez just last season. Love him, but I'm still a Golden Knights fan. I honestly, I don't know where he went. I love him though, but I don't even remember what team he had. Chicago? I think he went to Chicago. But same thing with like there's one player that I think converted a lot of players though, a lot of fans, and that was when Peyton Manning left the Colts and went to the Broncos. There was all of a sudden a lot of new Bronco
was
fans,
there? Okay.
And it was because of him. Mm-hmm. I think. Let's talk to Carl. Carl, do you follow the player or do you stick with your loyalty?
I stick with my loyalty. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I just Mercedes. You could probably relate to this one. I know you don't mention it often, but I'm a Yankees fan, same as you, and the Yankees let go a lot of players I really like. I'm still a Yankees fan. I do follow those players, see how they go. You know, I keep an eye on them. But I'm still a Yankees fan, all in all.
Yeah, you got to stick with the team. What do you think about Juan Soto's new contract with the Mets?
I don't even want to talk about it. Maybe sick to my stomach. He can go. If he wants some money, he can go.
Yeah, get out of here.
Quick turn, you guys.
I do hope all that money they were going to spend on Alonso, maybe they can use it a few other places.
Yes, absolutely. They just saved a ton of money. I'm going to talk about that in the Hot 3. Did you hear about the contract he signed with the Mets?
I saw the contract he signed, yeah.
It's insane. Uh-huh. Like, that amount of money is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in the Hot 3.
Well, good luck, Kmart. She's going to do so well. It's a big opportunity for her. So sorry, Brooklyn.
Who did they protect?
Why did they protect Kate? Okay, here we go. It's time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You are playing. It's so much fun to play. The phone number you want to call right now is 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you're playing, and you're playing for a fun prize.
We have four Fandango passes for you to check out Mufasa, The Lion King, courtesy of Walt Disney Pictures. How did Mufasa come to be Mufasa? Well, you're going to find out when you go check out this amazing movie. I saw the previews for it. It looks so incredible. Right now, your tickets, when you win Heads Up, you get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you will win. Caller 20 gets to play 702-364-9400.
You ready? It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jenny!
Hi!
You're in for Heads Up!
Hey, Jenny!
Woo! Hey!
Let's do this. We have four passes from Fandango for you to check out Mufasa, The Lion King. Pick a category. Do you want to go with It's a Wonderful Life, Hakuna Matata, Feliz Navidad, Green Means Go, or Flip Flops?
Let's do Green Means Go.
Green Means Go. Okay, today, I guess, is Green Monday. I don't know exactly what that means, but happy Green Monday.
Nice. Happy Green Monday.
These are all characters and things that are associated with the color green, okay?
Okay.
All right, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Jenny, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct, and here we go. You start now.
Dollar bills are also known as how you pay. It's what?
Money?
Yes. This is what you step on in your front yard.
Grass.
Yes. This is the Wicked Witch on Wicked. Her name.
Wicked Witch of the West?
No, what's her actual name? Not Glinda, but the other one.
Oh, yeah.
He was a guy, when he got angry, he turned into a big green monster.
The Hulk.
Yes. This is what you would put on. It's a plant that you would put on if you got a burn.
Aloe.
Yes, this is the guy that stole Christmas.
The Grinch.
Yes, this is the guy that is friends on Monsters, Inc. He's the small green guy.
Sully.
No, he's Sully's the big one.
10
he's
seconds.
Mike Wazowski.
Yes.
Wow.
Good job, Jenny. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jenny, forgive me. This is going to be very inside, but Mercedes, didn't we have someone that worked here at the radio station named Mike Wazowski?
His name was Mike Winowski.
Oh, Winowski.
Very close, though. Very close.
Jenny,
he had two eyes, not one.
Jenny, you're all set with your passes to go see Mufasa, The Lion King.
Awesome. Thank you.
And the winning continues next hour. We got the 12 Days of Christmas. They're back here on this Monday morning, 9:40. You get to pick a present from under the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree, concert tickets, Apple products, spa packages. 9:40, you're picking yourself a present.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
I know every newscast that's going to do this story today is going to start this story this way, and so I'm only doing that to make fun of it, okay?
All right, what do you got?
It's the end of an era. Taylor Swift put on her last concert for the Eras Tour this weekend.
I've already seen that out there. Yes.
I bet every newscast is going to say that.
There had to be one person that did it first, though. And kudos to that person that said that first.
Well, yes. It was the final concert for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour over the weekend. She kicked off the huge tour back in March of 2023 in Arizona. She would go on to put 149 concerts on around the world across 5 continents in all. And this weekend, she concluded her long-running tour with 3 sold-out performances in Vancouver. She said that she decided to make this tour the longest one that she's ever done because everyone made it feel like so much more than a concert in so many ways. She says that she's been going on tour since she was 15 years old, and this one just felt different in every single way. She said it was like this escape to a planet where there was nothing but joy and passion and togetherness and camaraderie. And it was just amazing to play for those crowds. The final concert ended with a bunch of confetti, her dancers and singers getting into a big group hug. And she clowned us again because everyone thought, oh, she's for sure going to announce, you know, Rep TV or you know, her debut album. No big announcement. But I wouldn't put it past her to make some sort of surprise announcement in the coming weeks.
Isn't her birthday coming up in December 13th?
Yes,
so
Friday.
Do you think something she'll do on her birthday? A gift to her fans, this new album?
I'm tired of guessing because I'm wrong every single time.
Everyone's been guessing
like,
all the time,
this
too.
This date, it's coming. This date, it's coming. Oh, the final night of the concert, you know it's coming. No, nothing. So, at this point, I think she's going to surprise all of us. I think she's figured us out more than we have figured her out.
Back to the start of that tour, my gosh, in 2023, I remember because Vegas was the second stop on her tour, and I remember when they had the merch, wasn't Matt like the third person in line to get merch?
He was the second
person,
and he got on a bunch of news channels. They all interviewed him about buying the merch and how he was such a good dad for doing that for his daughters, and which he is. I mean, he's amazing. And so it was so crazy to think of that was almost 2 years ago, and she just wrapped up. And I really wish that we were later in the tour stop, because I felt like it was just getting started. People were figuring it out. And I don't know, it was still an amazing experience. I got to go to both of those shows when she was here, and they were just absolutely incredible.
Well, we had that listening party this past year for her new album. Mm-hmm. That was massive. I mean, everything she did, every city that she went to, the revenue was bigger than a Super Bowl coming to your town. Her tour was huge.
Yeah, it's sad that it's over. I just feel like there were so many sad things that happened this weekend. Her Taylor Swift's tour ended.
Uh-huh.
We just talked about Kate Martin and her going to the Golden State Valkyries from the Aces. And then if you're an F1 fan, that was the end of the season, the final race of the season. Lewis Hamilton, he's going to Ferrari, leaving Mercedes. Carlos Sainz, he's going, well, nobody knows where he's going yet. Or do we know who? No, he's going to Williams. Like, just all these sad things were happening this weekend. I was like, I don't want to see anyone. I was so sad.
I got a flat tire, too. That was a bummer. That was
really
sad as well. Driving back
from
California. Changed it in 30 minutes, though. I was very proud of that, though.
It's just crazy. Also, this morning, with holiday shopping forecast to reach historic highs this year, the same is expected for gift returns. There's this new report that came out that said that you can expect this year's returns to reach 17% of all merchandise sales. That's like $890 billion in returns. There's nothing that gives me anxiety more than having to return a product to
like
the store.
Like in store?
Oh my gosh. And I already have something that I know I have to return that I got for a Christmas gift. I was unboxing all the stuff over the weekend that I got for my kids and my husband, and I realized I ordered 2 of the same thing, and I'm like, okay, don't get anxiety, but I just kept picturing walking into the store. Hi, I'd like to return this, please. Like, oh, it just gives me anxiety.
I had to do a semi-return on the spot. I was driving to California, stopped at a coffee shop to get coffee and a Danish, and then she rang up my order. It was the $6 and change or whatever, and the girl behind her goes, we're out of coffee.
Oh, no.
What? Like, you're out of coffee.
You're literally a coffee
you're
shop.
You're a coffee shop. And she's like, well, it'll take us about 7 minutes to make if you want to wait. I don't want to wait 7 minutes. So she's like, go ahead and give you an Americano. I'm like, what's that? She's like, two shots of espresso and hot water. I'm like, you know what? Can I just get a refund and just give me the Danish?
You should have taken the Americano. You would have liked it.
Really?
Yeah, you would have totally liked it.
But she's like, okay. And then the process of having to, I should have just waited
more
for the
coffee. Caffeine in it, too.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should have waited for the coffee to be made because by the time she got my refund done for the coffee they didn't have, the coffee was almost ready. I'm like, my gosh.
Yeah, you should have gone with the Americano. I'm telling you, you would love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah. It tastes just like coffee. It's just stronger.
She could have hard. She didn't give me a hard sell. I'm like, what is it? She's like, two shots of espresso and hot water. I'm like, nah.
That doesn't sound. What's coffee? Beans and hot water.
If you were there with me, you could have gave me the hard sell. It sounds delicious now.
I would have made you get it. Finally, this morning, we mentioned this earlier, a record-shattering deal in baseball yesterday. The New York Mets, they have landed Juan Soto. Sources say that he and the Mets agreed to a 15-year deal worth $765 million. That's reportedly also a 5-year opt-out, and none of that money is deferred. This is the craziest contract I've ever seen. Now, if the opt-out isn't chosen, the annual salary will go up from $51 million to $55 million, which means the value of the contract could potentially increase to $800 million. And that, if that's not enough, the deal also came with a $75 million signing bonus.
$51 million a year, $75 million up front. God bless it. Good for you, Juan. Good for you.
Like, who? Okay, look, I am all for, you get paid. You are a great athlete. You get paid. But what are you going to do with all that money? Like, that almost seems like too much money for a person. I guess if you know a lot of people and you do good things with it, that's great. But like, whoa. That's insane.
What's the first thing you go out and buy? Then, if you're having a bad season, how bad do you feel too? Like I would have like performance things. If I had a bad game, I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're paying me $51 million that I'm not performing.
Well, if it's not deferred, you know, that's like the Bobby Bonilla contract. Every July 1st is Bobby Bonilla Day, and that's when the New York Mets have to pay Bobby Bonilla his annual deferred fee every July 1st through 2035 is when they're going to.
And what's he getting? Some insane amount, right?
He gets like $1.1 million for a season that he never actually plays,
which is just fantastic.
Unbelievable. I don't think he feels bad.
Coming up here in Jerk or Justified, Holly, she wants to know if she is justified in spoiling her nieces and nephews over the holidays. Her family has an issue with this. We'll explain coming up here in about 10 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Be my lover. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, and it is Monday, so that means it is time for Jerk or Justified. Is this person a jerk? Or are they completely justified? If you ever have a situation you want us to address on air for Jerk or Justified, we'd love to hear from you. You just have to shoot us an email. And you can do that through our website at mix941.fm.
Holly sent this in. Hi, Mercedes and JC. I was hoping you could read this for your Jerk or Justified segment. I would love to get your perspective before the holidays. I make good money and love spoiling my nieces and nephews during the holidays. When I see their faces light up with excitement, it fills my heart with pure joy. But my family keeps telling me I'm causing problems. Apparently, my gift giving makes everyone else look bad. They say I'm outshining the parents, even overshadowing Santa himself. My siblings claim I'm creating pressure for them to spend more money they don't have. But to me, this is how I express love. Not everyone can afford to be generous, and I want these kids to have magical memories. My family wants me to dial it back to a present budget. They call it maintaining fairness. I call it limiting happiness. Why should I apologize for being able to give my nieces and nephews an extraordinary Christmas? Am I really a jerk for wanting to spread a little extra joy? Signed, Holly.
Oh, what an appropriate name, Holly.
Right?
Spreading some joy. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. She's the aunt that spoils the nieces and the nephews during the holidays. But the parents are saying, hey, it's too much. Can you just please dial it back just a little bit? You know, we can't get our kids the nice stuff. Santa's bringing stuff that's not as nice, and you're getting better stuff than all of that. Do you think she's being a jerk if she continues to do that, even though they asked her not to? Or is she justified? She just wants to create some magical moments for them. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Hi, Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Last time for Jordan. Going once. Going twice.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
I thought you guys were just being fun.
No. Jordan, what do you think? Good morning. We're not being fun. Of course not.
every time I was like, yes! I think she's totally justified. I think the parents should be so thankful. I think they're making it a little bit materialistic.
They're making it too big of a deal over something that is just like, it's not that serious.
Yeah, they should be so, I think they'd be great. Like, they should be grateful that somebody loves their kids so much. We all have different love languages. You know, Thanksgiving's one of theirs.
Do you think she should still do it, though, even if she's been asked not to?
That's hard.
Yeah, that's where I am. Like, I think what she's doing is super nice. Like, what a sweet aunt spoiling her nieces and nephews. But now you're being asked to bring it down a notch. I feel like you should bring it down a notch just because the parents, they asked you to. Like, that's kind of my take. I've been asked to take things down a notch on gift giving, and I did. I didn't want to, but I did because I just didn't want to put anyone in a bad situation.
I think the parents got to swallow their pride and look at your kids getting, you're getting what they can. I understand that. You have a budget to work within. But if I had a brother or sister that was buying my kids some great gifts, I'd be happy because they're getting that whatever PlayStation, whatever thing that the aunt's going to get them. I'd be excited knowing that my kids are getting that present that they want and it's something for them to look forward to. Oh, auntie's coming to town. Yeah. She always brings me a great Christmas gift. I'm all for it. But I say keep doing it.
Keep doing it even though they asked not to?
Yep.
Oh, geez. Okay, Brian, good morning. What do you think?
I definitely don't think she's a jerk. She's just being a generous aunt. But I think if the problem is being caused, then she should probably maybe change how she's going about it. Like, I mean, she should probably talk with the parents of the children and say, well, how do you think I should go about doing this? Or, and then also maybe instead of addressing presents from herself, she can put Santa on the from card instead.
Santa, he's bringing his real presents, and then he's like, wait, I didn't put this under here. Where did this come from? No, I know what you're saying, Brian, totally. Let's talk to Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's justified. My parents and everybody kind of go overboard for my three boys. They always run gifts by me first. And that's kind of the best way I've found that it works.
I like that. Like, hey, I've been thinking about getting your daughter a PlayStation. Are you cool with that? And then you're like, you know, that's a little excessive, or that would actually be great. That's a good compromise. What do you think?
Because I'm always kind of one of those people who I'm fine with it, but she always asks, like, oh, are you getting them this? If not, are you okay? I get it.
You know, I'll put myself in an actual situation. Remember the year that I wanted a Nintendo, wanted it so bad. Christmas morning for us, Santa has gifts for us, and then my mom and dad always give us a present for mom and dad. And I remember going down that Christmas morning wanting Nintendo so bad, and my mom and dad gave me their present. Wasn't a Nintendo. That's fine. There's still boxes under the tree. Open up all the presents under the tree. No Nintendo. I was so upset, but I'm thinking there's still hope because we're going to grandma's house. And I got to my grandmother's house, and she gave me the Nintendo, and I was so happy. So I don't know if there was behind-the-scenes shenanigans between my mom saying, why don't you give JC the Nintendo this year? I don't know what happened, but as a child, I was so excited. And I think Holly should give that same excitement to her nieces and nephews.
Well, it sounds like she is, but maybe just the parents think that maybe she could give them the excitement without, you know, the outshining of everyone else. Like, I get it. It's all about the kids and you want to see the smiles. KB, yes. What do you think? KB.
Good morning.
Hey, what do you think?
Happy holidays, guys.
You too.
JC.
KB.
Excellent point. But Mercedes, an equally excellent point. You got to find a happy medium, guys, okay? I've been in that position. I love my grandsons, although I'm a very young grandfather. But the parents came to me with the same thing, and I had to just accept, like Mercedes said, JC, you want the best presents you can get. But at the same time, the parents don't want to feel like they have been outshined. And it really comes down to that. And if you're a family, you can find that happy medium, and everyone's happy.
Yeah, so there's going to be.
Love you too, Katie.
It's all about communication. We're getting a bunch of texts. This one says, I don't think she's a jerk. My daughter and my son are the only niece and nephew, so both of my brothers always buy them a lot of gifts during Christmas. This one says, it's not a competition. She's giving from her heart. What if her aunt was Oprah? Would you ask Oprah not to give as much? Oprah, could you just like settle down on
no
the
cars for everyone, Oprah.
Please, exactly.
Holly, keep us posted on what happens. And if you have a situation for Jerk or Justified, you can send it to us. Just go to our website, which is mix941.fm. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
And it is day number 6 of the 12 days of Christmas. And Clint, your caller 20.
Woo! That is awesome.
Merry Christmas to you, Clint. We have a bunch of gifts. Actually, the gifts are dwindling, I'm not going to lie, but we still have a bunch of really cool things under the Christmas tree, including dinners and concert tickets and Apple products and all sorts of goodies. So since we've had quite a few selected, why don't you give me a number 1 through 24, and if that present is under there, we'll grab it for you.
All right, I'm going to go with 17.
17 is available. Nice. Now it's just about finding 17. So,
and some of these presents, Clint, that people unwrap, they didn't throw out their wrapping paper. So now we have wrapping paper, too, on top of presents that are underneath the tray.
Oh, nice.
Okay. I'm trying to find 17.
She's looking around over there.
24. There's an envelope. Okay. Oh, it's a box. A box? That is very light. This is the lightest box that... Like, I'm shaking it. There's, like, it doesn't feel like there's anything
in here. What is Santa doing with these gifts?
Oh, no. Let's open this box. Oh, there's a certificate in here. Sneaky! They made me think it was an item. What does this certificate say? Oh, my. Well, Clint, you just got yourself a spa certificate for the Canyon Ranch Spa and Fitness Las Vegas in the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian. Congratulations!
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, that will be nice whether you use it or you give it to that special someone. I love that place. That place is so relaxing. And wow, you are going to get hooked up a $200 spa credit from Canyon Ranch. Congratulations! Okay.
He's on hold. Yes. On hold. Which is great, too, this time of the year because the holidays are awesome, but also so stressful.
Oh, yeah. I would just go there and hang out all day long.
Escape the family.
Get my service and, like, just hide there. It's amazing.
And the 12 Days of Christmas continues this afternoon with Heather Collins. Right around 5:10, you get to pick another present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we need to find our December Teacher of the Month.
A last one until winter break, and let's make it a good one, guys. Let's get those nominations in here. There's so many great teachers here in Southern Nevada, and we want to shine the light on them. So get your nominations in. Maybe it's a teacher that's really helped you out. Maybe you've needed extra help, and they stay after school and help you. Or maybe they came to you and said, hey, I just want to let you know your kid has been kicking butt in my class, and they deserve the recognition. Whatever it is, let's shine the spotlight on them with our Teacher of the Month. Get your nominations in right now by going to our website. You can go to mix941.fm, click on contest, and right there it says Teacher of the Month, where you can submit your nomination.
And it's a random drawing, and the Teacher of the Month gets some really cool things, including a $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Findlay Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and they get this personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque, which is so neat, from H&J Trophies.
So get those nominations in right now. Nominate them today at mix941.fm. And thank you to Findlay Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible. All right, guys, it's Monday. Have a great rest of your day. We made it through our show, and now We are going to send you off to J-Love, who will get you through your work day. So keep it right here. If you missed anything from today's show, you can always download our podcast wherever you get your podcast. And also download that Odyssey app. Take us wherever you go. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. We are headed out. And right now it's time for the line of the day.
Over the weekend, I met Caitlyn Jenner, but was embarrassed when Jax, my dog, started to growl at her. So Mercedes shared a story about when she met Pink and something embarrassing happened to her, though I think it's rather endearing.
I remember meeting Pink, and I remember she was telling me, like, my name in my Spanish class was Mercedes. And I was like, oh, well, maybe I should change my name to Pink. And I'm like, why did I say that? That was so stupid. Her name's Alicia. Like, no. Why did I say that?
That was very sweet.
So embarrassing. Like, ugh. Stop trying to be quirky. Just come in, get your interview, get out of here.
At least your dog wasn't growling at her.
This is true.
Come on now. And that'll do it for show number 2182 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.